Okay, I'd like to call today's House Resources Committee to order. We are, today is March 27th, 2024. We are located in Capitol Room 124. Today we have present Representative Mears, Representative Armstrong, Representative Dibert, Representative McCabe, Representative Wright, Representative Baker, and myself, Representative Tom McKay. We have a quorum to do business. Let's see, I'd like to thank the staff, Kale, Zach, and Rose for keeping us on track today and helping us run the meeting. And a reminder to everyone to please keep their cell phones on silent. We have one item on today's agenda, House Joint Resolution 22, relating to resident subsistence use of fish and game. This will be our third hearing in the House Resource Committee. However, we won't be hearing House Bill 388, Cook Inlet Reserve-Based Lending today, as we are still waiting for a CS from Ledge Legal. We are also extending the amendment deadline for House Bill 359, which is the one-time PFD payment, to Tuesday, April 2nd at 4 p.m., and will therefore be rolling the next hearing on that bill to Wednesday, April 3rd. Hope I'm not confusing everyone. We will also be rolling House Bill 349, which is the renewable energy project leases, for next week because we didn't receive the documents on the new committee substitute until late last night. So a lot of this is because the Ledge Legal's jammed up and we're not getting CSs. We're getting CSs late. So everybody straight on that? Any questions? Okay, just want to make sure. If you have any other questions, ask me after the meeting. So our item that is on our agenda is House Joint Resolution 22, Resident Subsistence Use of Fish and Game, to bring the bill back before the committee. This is a bill by Representative Baker. This is our third hearing, as I mentioned before. And Representative Baker, I would like to make a statement on where that resolution is at in the process. So, Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Through the chair, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak on HJR 22 today. One thing that I wanted to know is we were planning to have public testimony today. After consulting with the resources team, we will be pushing that out a couple weeks because there's a number of bills that, as we already have been notified by the chair, that we have to get through the process on those, and we want to give ample time for people to be able to call in. We'll also have some more invited testimony. An update, everyone should have a copy of a legal memo, which if there are any questions, my staff member, my chief of staff, rather, Steve St. Clair, is in the room and can answer any questions. We requested this opinion from legal based upon discussions of rural versus a race-based or Alaska Native-only preference for subsistence use of natural resources. We have another one or two opines that will be coming regarding different things that have been brought up in the conversation so far, just to continue adding information to the record so that people can understand where things are historically. If anyone has any questions regarding the memo, they can pause there.
Did everybody get the memo? We have extra copies. You need a copy. Okay. Representative Mears, you can copy.
And these are also on basis.
You can have mine, Rep. Mears, if you'd like. And they are on basis.
Through the chair, yes, thank you for that. They are on basis. Mm-hmm. One of the things to note is, per this legal opine, this would likely violate not only the Alaska Constitution to have an Alaska Native subsistence preference only, it would also, I believe, I don't have it noted where it says that, but it would also violate ANILCA, as ANILCA only speaks to a rural subsistence preference. Any questions?
Is there any questions from the committee on the legal memo or the topic? Representative Mears, Representative Armstrong. Sorry.
Thank you, through the chair. And sorry, I'm reading this in real time. So just to clarify, Ledge Legal has said that HJR 22 in its current form would likely be unconstitutional. So does that mean you're working on a new version that will come before us?
Through the chair, no. So as it currently stands, HJR 22 would amend the Alaska State Constitution to bring it in compliance with the language of ANILCA for a rural subsistence priority preference. Whereas if there was an amendment to do only a race-based or an Alaskan Native-only subsistence priority, that would be in conflict with ANILCA and the Constitution.
State Constitution.
The state Constitution.
I always try to make that clarification because it's our state Constitution that is kind of at the core of the debate.
Rep. Armstrong, yeah.
Thank you. Through the chair, just out of curiosity to understand the did you request this opinion based on the AFN testimony or other requests that have come through? I'm just trying to refresh my memory of what kind of drew you to request this legal memo so I can kind of place it and everything.
Through the chair. Not only based on the AFN testimony that was provided, but in researching this topic, Steve can give a little more insight if people would like. But really, this has been a core question to the conversation since the topic of a subsistence priority was introduced. You know, I'm 29, so this topic is much older than I am. So we just wanted to, based upon the conversations that have been had, that our office has had with different stakeholders, user groups, and what have you, have this in the record showing so that people are asking questions of, can you do only this, can you do only that? These are the legal opinions which are kind of guiding how the conversation has to be had due to the legality of a potential amendment or a particular motion or amendment.
Please let the record show that we've been joined by Representative Sadler.
Thank you.
Follow up? No? Okay. Any other questions? Kevin?
Yeah, thanks. So I can see
Representative McCabe.
Yeah, through the chair. I can see in this topic is probably older than I've been in Alaska for 45 years. It's probably older than that, right? So I can see a situation in today's age where a native could grow up in the city, be born in the city, grow up in the city, and somebody who is not native could be born in a village and grow up in a village. And now we are going to say, well, we're going, an amendment, which is what this legal opinion addresses, could say, if we decided to make it native preference, could say, well, a native could come from the city and have preference over the guy that grew up in the bush. And maybe, you know, so I don't know. I think the rural preference, and we've discussed rural preference before versus native preference, and I think that that's what we're trying to get at here, is more of a rural preference, if I'm not mistaken.
Through the chair, that's correct.
Representative Baker, for the record, I got to keep saying your guys' names.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So through the chair, that is correct. What the intent of this is for a rural anyone, whether there's someone who is now, let's just say, a teacher who has moved to the community and understands, I may not be able to buy milk because milk is $20 a gallon. I may not be able to get ground beef because it's $15 a pound. It's going to be a whole lot easier to go out and harvest caribou, harvest moose, harvest whatever the resource might be, to offset the cost of living during times when you simply don't have the things in the store, the ability to get the things from the store, that someone in an urban community, the example continues to be, you know, everybody else in this room can go to Fred Meyer's from their home. I cannot. I can go to the local grocery store, which sometimes we don't have tomatoes for 3 weeks at a time. Sometimes we don't have milk and dairy products, eggs, like, for a month at a time. So that is the basis of HJR 22 as providing an avenue for rural communities, rural residents to have the access, especially during times of low yield, to natural resources such as fish and game.
Let the record show that we've been joined by Representative Rauscher. Any further comments or questions on this subject?
If I may.
Okay. Representative Baker.
Thank you. For the record, Representative Thomas Baker, District 40. Thank you through the chair. There will be another one or two opines coming that we will further distribute and be able to speak to those. But if anyone has any questions, any concerns regarding HR 22, questions about the opines that we've received and are distributing, just let Steve or I know, and we're happy to have individual conversations, bring it back for committee. And I believe the plan at this time is 2 weeks from today to have both invited and public testimony. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Representative Baker, for following this for us. And seeing no other discussion or topics today, I just want to point out that our next meeting will be Monday, April 1st. And I'm going to put it at the call of the chair because we're kind of working with the speaker on the floor, the timing of the floor and when the floor would end. So we probably won't be in here at 1, but we might be in here at 1:30 or 1:45, depending on that call of chair. So just be a little bit flexible and be ready for next week. So if I don't have a chance, everybody have a great holiday weekend. And we will adjourn at 1:14 p.m.